بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن في الجنة غرفة يرى ظاهرها من باطنها وباطنها من ظاهرها. فقال أبو مالك الأشعري: لمن هي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: لمن أطام الكلام وأطعم الطعام وبات قائما والناس نيام. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Jannat there is a certain palace or a chamber that from outside you can see inside, from inside you can see outside, so to say a glass chamber or a glass palace. So Abu Malik Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu asked the question, who will get this palace? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for that person whose speech is pure and good, and he feeds people, and he spends the night standing in front of Allah in salah while the people are asleep. We spoke about it'amu ta'am, about feeding people. One important aspect in general when it comes to food is to avoid all doubtful foods. Da'ma yuribuk ila ma la yuribuk. Leave out what creates doubt in your mind and opt for that that is absolutely pure and there's no doubt in it. Leave out what we call the word mushtaba, those things that are doubtful. Al-halal ubayyin, in Abu Dawud Sharif there is a hadith. Halal is absolutely clear, haram is clear. Between the two, they are mushtabihat, things that are doubtful. So stay away from the doubtful things and eat from the pure and the halal things. We should not follow our desires just to satisfy our taste buds, eating anywhere, eating whatever we like, even if it's doubtful, just satisfying ourselves that there is some halal sign or some halal stamp. We should be particular that what we are consuming, what we are eating is absolutely pure, otherwise it has an effect on our spiritual self. If a person becomes indulgent in this manner, then he will fall into haram and that will have an effect on his spiritual self and it will create spiritual lethargy. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanwatri Rahmatullah Ali once delivered a very dynamic talk, and there was a policeman that was sitting in the gathering, and the police, especially in that time, were very accustomed to taking bribes, which is haram. So immediately the policeman stood up. He said, Maulana, he was so impressed with the talk. Maulana, I am inviting you to have meals with me. So now Maulana immediately understood that this person now, his income is not right. If I'm going to eat that food, then it's going to affect me. I can't eat it. So Maulana somehow, in a very polite manner, he declined. And this person persisted. He said, okay Maulana, I know you're very busy. At any time, you can come and you can have meals with me. So Maulana again declined. He said, okay, I'll bring the food here to you. Again, Maulana declined. He said, all right, Maulana, take the money. So even more, Maulana didn't want that money. Maulana said, Jazakallah, bhai, Jazakallah. So then he became very upset, very, very upset. And in front of the entire gathering, he started to lambast and he started to shout, Maulana, you Maulvis, ulama, you give big, big talks. But now when the time comes for action, then you're not prepared to accept our invitations. And he started, and this was the humility. Maulana put his head down in front of the whole crowd and he just listened to his tirade and his attack. And thereafter Maulana lifted his head and he said, Bhai, today you came to know one of my faults. If you had to come to know all my faults, what would you do? So anyway, with such sincerity Maulana said that, then this person, he started to melt. And he said, Maulana, please make me maaf. Actually, I realize now it's my fault. My income is haram. I am taking bribes. And I want to feed you with that haram. So the effect, subhanAllah, of the gathering and the humility of Maulana. So the man said that there is one source of income I have which is absolutely pure and halal. I give you an invitation from that source, from that building where I get perhaps some rental. I'll feed you only from there. Then Maulana said, now I accept your invitation. So anyway, we were talking about it'amu ta'am, and the aspect of halal and haram. The second aspect is atabul kalam. We spoke about that yesterday. Speaking good, speaking pure words. Who we speaking to, what we speaking, how we speak. To avoid vulgar language, which has become very, very common today. Swear words in our speech and rude words. So this should be avoided. Also, Hazrat Mufti Sahib explained once, we talk about atabul kalam. Imagine if we're so concerned about correcting our speech, but the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not worried about correcting our tajweed. We're worried about my words must be pure, must be clean, must be good, I must speak good words. But when it comes to kalamullah, then I'm not worried about correcting my speech. I read Allah ta'ala's kalam in any way, and for years it's going like that. I'm not making an attempt in this country, which is majority non-Muslim. Allah has blessed us so much, so many ulama, so many ufa, so many qurra, tarul ulums, which the world comes here and praises. But we in this, you say the prince in the palace doesn't appreciate what he got. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. So how we can appreciate, show appreciation by going forward and using our ulama, using the hufaz, the qurra, teach us how to read the Quran correctly so that I can also recite in the manner that the Quran Sharif was revealed. Allah Ta'ala will become pleased with me. And the last one is spending the night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when people are asleep. Hassan Basir rahmatullahi said that in the past people would spend the entire night in ibadat and no one would come to know about it. People would become hufaz and nobody would come to know about it. People would become ulama and no one would come to know about it. That was the amount of ikhlas that they had. Now a person, tahajjud time, he sends a message, someone told me, sends a message, I'm thinking about you in my dua tahajjud time. So he's exposing himself. Oh, he's yawning, he says, you know, I'm so tired, man. I'm awake from 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up early, you know, for tahajjud. So he's exposing his ibadat, exposing himself. Allah Ta'ala grant us ikhlas, give us tawfiq to it.